As a little girl, one hot July, my parents took me to see Independence Hall. With the creaky floor, musty smell, and tour guide that droned on forever, it was hard not to get distracted. I remember the sunlight streaming into the room through the windows and catching the dust floating through the air. Did the sun catch the dust in 1776? There was no breeze back then because we had to close the windows due to the large crowds. The air was thick with tension and the weight of history. Tempers flared. Chairs scraped on the wood floors. These visionaries imagined a future in which citizens could thrive free from the chains of tyranny. They envisioned a government deriving its power from the consent of the governed, a radical idea. Later, in that same room, the forefathers laid the foundation for a society that valued freedom and democracy above all ideals. These societal tenets, crafted by the forefathers, still exist. I wonder how America has adapted and addressed her needs in the modern world. America has changed over the years, but its purpose remains true to the forefathers' vision. Protect democracy, protect our citizens. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, democracy is a government by the people with the rule of the majority. The forefathers wanted citizens to be active participants in the government, thus the citizens' voices needed to be heard. Our founding fathers designed America to protect our voices. The forefathers provided a system in which citizens chose representatives, leaders, and laws. America was the first country to allow citizens to choose and remove its government. The forefathers recognized this new democratic movement would have threats both internally and externally. Thus, they built internal defenses within the government with a three-pronged system, each of which was influenced by the right of citizens to vote. Citizens vote for a president with limited powers. They vote for representatives at all levels of government. Citizens also elect judges directly or indirectly through their representatives to ensure laws are not interpreted, but stay true to the forefathers' vision. Courts with juries of citizens make decisions rather than make the powerful unelected. The governmental system is strong, but flexible to bend and sway under pressure and changing times, but never break its foundation. Our forefathers envisioned a nation in which these ideals were not just lofty principles, but lived realities. As a result, America still has a three-pronged government, which continues to exist with citizen ballots and representation throughout the government. Citizens choose when to make changes as the needs arise. No individual or faction dictates. Rather, the citizens must work together as the plan was envisioned. To address external threats, it was necessary to protect the citizens' right to express uncensored ideas, even if the ideas disparage the government or are unpopular. Controlling the narrative tries to control the thoughts and actions of the individual. Suppression breeds tyranny. Our forefathers recognized the importance of the free exchange of ideas. Solutions can only be found if factions of differing ideals feel safe to cross the room and share information to solve problems, even if the room is hot and dusty and tempers occasionally flare. Our forefathers had the same experience and wanted to protect it for all citizens. Thus, we have the freedom of speech without fear of reprisal. Finally, our forefathers addressed external threats to America by establishing the military. Initially, it was a ragtag group of mostly men who believed in the vision. Over time, our military became better funded and trained. It always had heart, passion, and conviction. The forefathers knew the real strength of America's military was not in its artillery, but in its citizens who bellowed with their own voices at the barrage of bullets. The forefathers' vision of protecting democracy and its citizens continues today. Every citizen has the original rights and even more freedoms. The right to vote and be heard in all aspects of government continues. Discourse in all media is allowed. The military defends our citizens in foreign and domestic deployments at a moment's notice. Even under pressure, the system is working as it was envisioned. In conclusion, while I stand firm in my belief that America does continue the vision of our forefathers, the journey ahead demands our collective effort and commitment. The vision continues because it has the strength to adapt to the modern world, only if Americans work together to protect it. Let us strive to ensure that America not only endures, but thrives for generations to come. Strive across another hot, dusty room to share an idea, to make a compromise, to impact the future. Thank you.